Hey, beautiful. I'm home. Where are you? There you are. Of course.
Hey. Hey. I'm home. Hi. Get that hair out of your face. I can tell you've been sleeping. Have you been here all day? Well, judging by the TV, I guess you have. The thing is, I always know. I do. Because I know you. Thank you. You put your head back down. It's been okay. Well, they won't be bothering us for some time. I made sure of it. I promise. I meant what I said. I'll never let anything bad happen to you. No. No one and nothing is allowed to hurt you. I won't let them. There's nothing on this earth that can stop me. When it comes to protecting you now, there really isn't. We do have to go, though. To the place upstate. Just for a little while. A couple days. Yeah. I know. I was surprised up there, though. Yeah. Something you're missing. It's a friend from a long time ago. You'll see. Yeah, you'll see. Be patient. I know it's not your strong suit. I know it isn't. What? Last time I ate, it was, when I was here last. I've gone a lot longer without eating before, you know. Yeah. Yeah, we're not like people. I could eat once a month and be fine. What, you can tell that I'm hungry. Am I looking at you like food? That's not what you are to me. No. I don't even think I look at you like food. You're more than that. I want to protect a meal like this. If you were just a meal, I'd have eaten you a long time ago. It's a bad habit to get into, falling in love with your food. I'm more than in love. I didn't think I had a heart anymore. Not like biologically speaking. When I look at you, I know that I do. And there must still be one. There has to be. Because how else could I feel this way about someone? I really do. I haven't felt like this in a long time. Oh, easily more than 1,000 years. Easily. I think the last person I felt this way about, well, they're the reason I am this way, so. No, we don't need to talk about that. Because it's in the distant, distant past. And honestly, the past doesn't matter. No. I find the future way more interesting. Fundamentally so. Undeniably so. I wasn't trying to distract you. Of course I can eat. We're always hungry. Unfortunately. It's by design. When's the last time you ate? Because I won't eat. No, I'm not drinking from you unless I know that you've eaten and you drank and you've been taking care of yourself. And I haven't been here for a couple of days, so how do I know that you have? It feels to me that you've been sulking on the couch for the last couple of days. What have you eaten? Baby, look at me. What have you eaten? You know, I could just hypnotize you to get me to tell you. How is that cheating? I don't, because I don't need to. I shouldn't have to use any of my powers on you. No. Because you're going to tell me willingly. There we go. No, I'm not upset. But you got to take care of yourself when I'm not around. You do. Because I say so. And yeah, you did technically eat. Okay. All right. You'll have dinner if I have dinner. I don't know if you're going to be in the mood to eat anything after I'm done. I'm a little famished. The problem is once I start, it's very hard to stop. I don't think you know what it's like. It takes a tremendous amount of self-control not to drain you. Yes, it does. Well, one, you taste very, very, very good. And we're built to do that. We're not really made to leave our hosts alive. So when someone does, it's true. When's the last time you left your meal alive? Well, if it didn't. Exactly. Well, I love you. And I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you. And I really don't want to conceive of a world where you're not in it. So for all those reasons, I don't. For so many more. You gotta eat first, though. You heard me. You eat, then I eat. Well, if you don't, then I won't. I can hold out a lot longer than you can. Yeah, watch me. Don't pout like that. Yeah, obviously it feels good. I know it feels good for you. By design. Yeah. If it didn't feel good, people would, you know, they'd squirm, they'd resist. They wouldn't let you just drink all their blood. Yeah. It's the pleasure that keeps them there. The more I drain, the better it feels. Which I understand is a problem. Yeah. Well, because it's not meant for... No, you're supposed to feel it once and that's it. Yeah, no one's supposed to be enjoying it over and over and over again. Yeah, because you want me to drain more and more every time. I can't do that. Because I don't want to empty you. Which is why I need to eat and drink before I do it. Yes. You can lay there for a little bit longer. I know, you just woke up from your nap. You're such a sleepy baby. You're my sleepy baby. You really are. Fuck. Sorry. I just smelled you. You always smell so good. I smelled you from like a couple blocks away when I was driving up to the building. I can smell you very well. I know exactly what you smell like. Oh, it's amazing. It's my favorite scent. It smells warm and inviting. It smells like home. Yeah. Every time I smell you, that's what I think. Yeah, I think home. Stop it. Don't lift your neck up like that. Don't offer it. Because you gotta eat first. Yes. Because once you do, then I can. You're very mean to offer it like this. Do you know how much self-restraint it's taking me not to bite you right now? Oh, beyond that. Come on. Let's get you something to eat. Yeah, and then you can get me something to eat. It's only fair. It's a law of equivalent exchange after all. Why not let it throw that in your face? God, you look so precious curled up in my lap. I don't want you to move either. Yeah, so I should just suck your blood right here. On our nice couch. It's literally the one thing in this house we haven't gotten blood stains on. Well, I was going to take you to the bed. What's a bit more blood in our sheets? I'm sorry. I'm a messy eater. Maybe I'll bite somewhere else then. There's a lot of places I can bite on you. Oh, everywhere tastes just as good. Well, oh no, there's definitely some parts that are better. Where it's fresher. Oh, your inner thigh is a really great place to bite. It's definitely one of my favorites. All right. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is get you worked up. Come on. There's probably something left in the kitchen. Yeah, some leftovers from one of the many nights of takeout you've been ordering. I know you've been ordering takeout. Yeah. There's a lot of clues. Because I haven't been home to cook. Well, you don't have to worry about it for a little bit. Because I'll be around. We'll talk about it later. Yeah, first things first. I gotta take care of you. Then we can discuss our travel plans. You just gotta pack for a couple days. Besides, you got clothes up there. And you got clothes in that house. I'm pretty sure you do. No, spoiling the surprise.